Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis on five lines from the bottom. Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, Kol Hayosh B'Tanis B'Shabbos, whoever fasts in Shabbos, Karam Lo Gzar Dinan Shel Shevim Shana. In Shemayim, they rip up any bad decrees that he might have had, even if it's 70 years. So, there's a machlokes for showing him what kind of fast are we talking about here. Are we talking about that somebody just is fasting on Shabbos, and since everybody else is enjoying Shabbos, and he's fasting, that's why he gets the special schar? Or we're specifically talking about somebody who had a bad dream Friday night, that there's a concept of Tanis Chaloyim, that if somebody had a bad dream that they fast, and such a person, the Gemara discusses what is the halacha that he's allowed to fast, that under such circumstances he's allowed to fast. Most Paiskin Paskin that you're only allowed to fast when it's a situation when you had a bad dream, and not even in all bad dreams, it has to be a bad dream that he saw a number of times, three times, the bad dream and only certain dreams. Most Paiskin Paskin nowadays, we don't fast the Tanis Chaloyim anyway, because we're not that bucky in dreams, and we're not sure which is really a good dream or a bad dream. But of course, if somebody has a dream and he feels that he needs to do tshuva because of what he saw, and he wants to fast, and the dream was seen Friday night, and therefore he will fast Shabbos, the halachas we will now learn in the Gemara are most relevant. That became, says the Gemara, even though he got so much schar for fasting on Shabbos, that for 70, we rip up the gzeir of 70 years, he still get punishment for din onik Shabbos, for the fact that he didn't celebrate Shabbos when he was supposed to. Maita kante. So how does he rectify the fact that he did not enjoy the Shabbos? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, leis of tainus latanisai. He should fast an additional day for to be mechaper for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So and that's taka the halacha that he has to fast the day, and the halacha is he should fast immediately the day after Shabbos. That means he should fast Shabbos, now Sunday. Now if that day happens to be a day which is anyway a fast day, so then that day, unless the person is very weak, is not counted as the tainus l'tanisai that he is making up. Again, unless he's a weak person that he can't. On the other hand, if that day is a Yontif, or Tzchanuk, or Purim, then even though there is an inyan to fast as soon as possible after the Shabbos that he fasted on, he should not fast on those days, because those days are anyway Yom Tov. Vamar Velozit, the Gemara goes back to discussing Chana, who we discussed a lot yesterday. Chana Hetichet Varam Klapi Mala. Chana spoke strongly towards Shemayim. Shemayim, but the spowel al Hashem, she davened against Hashem. Al means against. Melamed she tichet dvarim klapi mala. She spoke strongly against Hashem. Rama Beleza Eliyahu he tichet dvarim klapi mala. So did Eliyahu speak strongly towards Hashem. Shnema v'hato he says to Hashem, v'hato and you hasilib hasibayis hasilib machanis. You turn their hearts backwards. So we all know the story that happened with Eliyahu and Malachim, where the Klal Yisrael were following the Avodah Zarah called Baal, and Eliyahu challenged the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the prophets of the Baal, let's see what we can do, what you can do, and let's see what I can do. And they both built Mizbechos to bring Kabbonis, and let's see for whom a fire would come down from Hashem. And for the Baal, of course, nothing happened. And for the Mizbeach of Eliyahu, a fire came down. So Hashem, now Eliyahu is speaking to Hashem, Eliyahu speaking to Shem, and he says, you turn their heart backwards. That means you allowed for them to do these averes.
How do we know that Hashem ultimately agreed with what Eliyahu said?
The Ksivit says, Hashem says, I made them bad, that because I put into them a Yetzirah.
Amrav Chama Bar Chanina. And Molly Sholosh Mikros Halalu, if not for the three psukim that we will now learn, the smite to Raglei and Shosani Yisrael, the feet of the Klai Yisrael, again we use the Lashon Shosani Yisrael as a euphemism about Klai Yisrael, if not for these three psukim, we would be in Tzaros. Naram Ashar says, of course, a person cannot say that he had to do an Aveira. We all have Bechira, we don't have to do an Aveira. But we need to have some sort of an excuse to help us b'yom hadin. Chadik sevashira. You see the pasuk that we just learned that I caused them to be evil by putting in a yetzahara. Chadik sev kihinei chayim chachayim b'yada yotzi, like clay in the hands of a powder. Ken atem b'yadi, saw you in my hands, beis Yisrael. So Hashem is essentially saying that He can remove the Yetzirah for us if He would so want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that He will take, when Mashiach comes, the stone, the heart out of stone from our body, and He'll give us a heart of flesh and take away the Yetzirah. This is the pasuk. My spirit I will put into you, and I will make that you should follow my rules. So we're really in Hashem's hands to do mitzvahs. So too we find the Moshe spoke, so to speak, strongly to Hashem. Shenema, v'spola Moshe al Hashem. Moshe spoke to Hashem. Al tekri al Hashem, don't say to Hashem, el al Hashem. He spoke against Hashem. Shekain, the Beir of Elez ben Yaakov, Karen la'alfen, Ainu la'ainu alfen. In the Yeshiva of Elez ben Yaakov, we were taught that sometimes you could substitute an aleph for an ayin, and an ayin for an aleph. So even though it says in the pasuk El Hashem, which means to Hashem, with reading it Al Hashem against Hashem. The Beir of Yanei Mahoch, V'dei Zohav. Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'dei Zohav. My V'dei Zohav. I'm the Beir of Yanei. Kach Amin Moshe L'fenei Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe said to Hashem. Banish Loyalim. B'shvil Kesev Zohav Sheshbatel Amin Yisrael. Because you gave Klai Yisrael so much money, they got money when they left Mitzrayim, and then they also received money by the Bizas Hayam, by Kriyas Yamsov, that they became very wealthy, and particularly they were people who were not used to being wealthy, because in Mitzrayim they were servants. Ach Amridai, until they had so much money that they said enough. Hushigram Simsas Egel, that's what caused them to make the golden calf. And the Gemara explains this concept. Amri Debei Reb Yanai. Ein Ari Noihem B'Torch Kupish Al Tevel. A lion does not roar when he's eating a basket of straw, because he's hungry, he's not satisfied, and he's calm. El Metach Kupish Al Basa. Only when he ate meat, which he enjoys, that's when he gets wild. Similarly, the Jewish people, they wouldn't have acted this way unless they had all this financial wealth that caused them to act rebellious. It's a mushal to somebody, to a person who has a cow that's lean and bony, a weak cow. He gives it vetch, which is an animal, which is the food that this animal enjoys. It starts to kick him. So the person says to his animal, "Me garm lachash tem vetes bi, who caused you to start kicking me? El kashin shachilticha, the food that I gave you." Here too, Hashem caused by giving us so much good that unfortunately they didn't act improperly. Similarly, a person has a son. He washed him, and he anointed him with oil. And he gave him to eat, and he gave him to drink. And then he gave him a wallet full of money around his neck. And then he put him by the door of a house of prostitution. How could we not expect, unfortunately, that son should do an aveira? Here too, we were put into the situation. This is what people say. Nili kresi zini bishi. Filling the stomach is among the types of evil. That means when people are full and they have it good, they start, unfortunately, acting improperly. Shenemar, and really that's what it says in the pasuk. Kimarisam, when they come to the pasture, v'yizbo, and they become satiated. Sabu, v'yarm libam, they are satisfied, and they become baligaiva. Aken shechuni, and then they forget me. The heart will become heavy, the heart will become high, baligaiva, and then mishachachtas Hashem. V'bonam, a third person that quote that takes this concept. V'achal, he eats, v'sav, and he's satisfied, v'doshin, and he grows fat, v'fana, and then elohim acherim, then he turns to other gods. V'yishman, yishurin, which means klai yisrael grew fat, v'yivat, and they kicked, they rebelled against Hashem. Amrav Shimon ben Nachmeni, Amrav Yonason, Menayin shechaz baruch v'hoid lo l'moisha. And how do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed with what Moshe said when he said that this overabundance of financial wealth brought us all? Because he said, the kesef, because it says in the pasuk that Hashem says, the kesef hibesilov, I lavish silver upon her, the zav and gold, and also baal, and they went and used it for the avodah zarah baal. V'yidava Hashem ha-Moshe leich reid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go down. Now, the Mashah says, we know that the Pasuk of Hashem telling him when he was davening, go down, should not be taken literally. For two reasons. First of all Hashem said was Leich Rei, go down. Go down and do what? Number two, if that was what Leich Rei meant, that Hashem's telling him leave Har Sinai and go down, so why didn't he go down? So what does Leich Rei mean? Omer, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, Reb Megidoloska, go down from your position of greatness. The only reason I gave you greatness is El Bishvil Yisrael. Only because of Klal Yisrael, because the leaders of Klal Yisrael are given their position and are given their power and their authority because of their leadership role. Akshav Yisrael Chato, but now when Klal Yisrael has sinned, Atalamali, what do I need you for? Immediately Moshe's energy fell away. He cannot speak. However, as soon as Hashem said to Moshe, release me and I will destroy them, Moshe understood, because he says, release me. If Hashem obviously wants to hear what he has to say, so now Moshe Rabbeinu, he strengthened himself, but tefillah, with davening with Bikash Rachman, and he spoke to Hashem, and he asked him for mercy. Moshe l'melech shekasal b'noi, it's the similar, where a king is angry at his son, and is striking him a great beating. And one of the king's friends is sitting there. However, Mishyar Lama Medaber, he's scared to say anything to the king because he sees that the king is a bad moon and it's not the place for him to interfere. Omra Melech, and then he hears the king say, Emoli Ahav Ezish Yoshel Fanai, if not for this friend of mine who's sitting here, Haratich, I would have killed you. Omar, so then the friend realizes, Dovazet Talibi, the matter depends on me because the king is thinking about what I say. Miyat Omar Vitziloi, he immediately got up and saved and started saving this son. So, the Gemara continues talking about the dialogue between Moshe and Hashem after Klai saw the Egem. Vata, and Hashem says now, Hanicha, leave me alone. V'yicha api behem, and let me get angry them. V'achalim, I will destroy them. V'eschol oischol kai govel, I will make you for a great nation. Amar Ravur, Emolei mikra kosef, if not what the pasuk would say, Iyashalomer, we couldn't say it. M'lamanash shetavis Moshe l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu grabbed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'adam shetoysa as chaver bebigdoi, like somebody who grabs his friend. Vama fana, but of course this is a mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a human being. Vama fana, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein ani manichecha, I will not let you go. Ashe timchav tislechem, until you moichel them. And Hashem says to Moshe, and I will make you into a great nation. Amar Beleza. Amar Moshe lefen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Amakis Shishol Shel Golem, if a chair of three legs, any Yachalam Lefenech B'Shas Kascha, can be in front of you when you're angry, and Klal Yisrael is considered a chair of three legs, the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Kisa Shel Regel Achad, a chair of one leg, only me, Alak's Kamakam, certainly cannot stand. And the Mefarshim will ask, Moshe Rabbeinu is not one leg, because Moshe was also a descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Mefarshim say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it was like this, if a stool of three legs can't stand, that extra leg, the fourth leg, won't make a difference, so what's the point? I'm embarrassed to let such a thing happen. Because what are they going to say? Look at the person who he appointed as their leader. The leader sought greatness for himself, instead of asking for Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk continues, V'chal Moshe's Pnei Hashem, and Moshe pleaded before Hashem. Now the question obviously is, as the Mashal explains, usually the language that the Torah uses, and we've had this language a lot in this Masechta for Tefillah, is Vayispalel. What does it say over here, Vayichal? Says the Gemara, Amar Belaz Melamed Shamar Moshe Tefillah from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe stood in prayer before Hashem, at Shechilehu, until he was able to get him to change his mind. Rav Amar, at Shehefilei Nidra, until Moshe got Hashem to null his vow. We know there's a concept that if somebody makes a neder, and then he regrets making the neder, whether because he says, I didn't realize the repercussions of what I said, or I would have known different circumstances, I would have made the nether. There's a concept of a forest and arm. He goes to a Rav, or he goes to a Bezdin, and they have the ability to know the vow. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made a vow to destroy Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, and Ksiv Hocha V'Yichal, and here it says V'Yichal, the Ksiv Hosom, regarding somebody who makes a nether that's not annulled, that says L'Yachal Devaroi, he shouldn't profane, V'Amamar, who ain't a meichel? Somebody cannot annul his own vow. Avol acherim meichel aloi. Other people could annul for him. Here too, Moshe got Hashem to annul his vow. V'Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says further. Shmelamed shemaser asloi lemisaleim. Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to risk his life for Klal Yisrael. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk v'mayin. And if you do not forgive them, erase me from your sefer. And we know that because of this, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said it only because he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Meichel Klal Yisrael, and it didn't happen, he didn't make Klal Yisrael Moshe, still, whatever Tzaddik says becomes Mekoyim, and that's why Parshat Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu is not named. Why Parshat Tetzaveh? Because the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Zion Adar, always comes out in Parshat Tetzaveh. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Melamed Shehechel Aleim Midas Rachman. The pasuk teaching is that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the Midas Rachmanis to apply to Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanan Amri, Melamed Shalom Moshe Lefenei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Moshe said to Rabbeinu Shloim, Rabbeinu Shloim, Chulam Malach, it would be sacrilegious for you, Masoy Stavu Kazeh, to do such a terrible thing, to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'chal Moshe's Pnei Hashem, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, my God, Melamed Shalom Moshe Pnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe stood in Tfilin for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ad She'echzo Achilu, until Moshe was seized by Achilu. What is Achilu? My Achilu, I'm Rabbi Lezer, Eishol Shamas, fire of the bones, my Eishol Shamas, Abai Eshtet Gamri, bone fire. In other words, he got a temperature, he got himself sick in his devotion to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues and says, "Zechol Avraham liYitzchak liYisrael avadecho. Remember for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your servants are shenashbat lambach, so that they swore by yourself. So the question is, my bach? What does he swore by himself? Amar Belaz, Amar Moshe Lefenei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shleilam, Ilmol nishbat lam b'shemayim ba'aretz. Had you sworn to the Avos in the name of heaven and earth, I could say, just like the heaven and earth will eventually terminate when the new world comes, so too your vow, your oath, could become terminated. However, you swore to them by your great name that you will give them Eretz Yisrael, so Mashim, and they will survive and go into Israel. Mashim Chagol Chayv Kaim LaOlam LaOlamim, just like your name will survive forever. Kach Shvas Chakiyams LaOlam LaOlam LaOlam, your oath endures forever, and you cannot backtrack. But Tadaba Aleihem, what did you say to them? Abba Zarechem Kichoich Veshmayim, I will increase your offspring like the stars of heaven. For Chol Haaretz Hazoy Sheshamati, this is the Thailand which I spoke, I will give to them. Haya Shamarto, it shouldn't say Hashemati, I said Hashematam Bailey. It said what you spoke, because Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Hashem about what Hashem said. Amar Beleza, at Kan Divrei Talmud, until the words V'chal Aretz Hazoy Sheshamati were Moshe Rabbeinu's words, and the words V'chal Aretz Hazoy Sheshamati begins Mekan Ve'elach Tavrei Rav, begins Hashem's response to Moshe. Another explanation, Rav Shmuel and Nachmanu are Eilu Eilu Divrei Talmud. Everything here is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Al Kach Omer Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Dvarim Shemati Li, the words that you told me, Lechem Alam Lishav Shmi, go tell Klai Yisrael my name. Halachti V'mati Lam Shimcha, I went and related your name. That means when Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Sneh, I delivered your message. Achshav, now that you don't intend to carry out what you told me at the snare, man, Imelahem, what should I say to them about what you had spoken? Now, we find after the Chet HaMeraglim, where the 12 spies went to see Eretz Yisrael, 10 came back speaking badly about the land, Moshe Rabbeinu again has a conversation with Hashem. And he says, we built the Yichayos Hashem. And Hashem says, people will say, because you lack the ability to bring them to the land you swore to give them, and that's why you destroyed them in the Midbar. Yochel Hashem, by the way. The language should be Yochel Hashem. What's Yichayos? Amar B'lev, Amar Moshe Tanei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Achshu Yoyimu Rom Yisraelim. Now the people of the world will say, Tasha Koichi Kenekeva, he got weak like a woman, and that's why he can't say them. Don't they see all the miracles and the strong things that he did for Yamsuf? They're still going to have an excuse. They're going to say, against one king, they tackle. You could stand up. But against the 31 kings of Canaan and Yochalamid. And the Mefarshim explained, and we had this Gemara previously, since every nation in this world has a Malach in Shemayim, what they'll say was, against the Malach of Mitzrayim, Hashem was able to prevail. But against everybody else, he isn't. That's why that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina Hashem. Omar Rav Yochanan, Menayin Shechazah Kodesh Baruch Hu Vayadu L'Moshe. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe? Shnei V'yom Hashem Shlachti. Hashem said, I forgive them Kidvarecha, like you said. Tanam, Gemara Shmuel, Kidvarecha, like you said, Asida Omos Oyin L'Mekain, the people of the world will say that, and that's why I have to give in. Ashri Talmud, and the Gemara concludes, praised as a Talmud, Shrabbe Moideloi, that his Rebbe agrees to him. However, it continues Hashem saying, Gulam Chayni, but as I live, Omer Rav Amar Yitzchak, Malamet Shomalai Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. My Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe, Chisani B'dvarecha. Moshe, with your words, you kept me alive amongst the nation to avoid Achila Hashem. Darshav Shmoyim, Ba'olam Yisad Adar Shvachol Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, a first person should speak, the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vachach Kispalel. And then only you should ask for what he needs. Nolan, how do we know this? Be Moshe, talk for Moshe. Shekseva Schana Hashem, Beisahi. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem, that Hashem shall allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael. Shekseva, Hashem Elkim, Hashem, you have begun to show your servant as Kodlucha, how great you are, as Yadcha Chazaka, your strong arm. Hashem, Mikel B'Shemayim V'Aretz, who's the God in heavens and earth. Hashem, Yasek Masacha K'Versacha can do like your actions and your strongness. And after Moshe Rabbeinu praises Hashem with these words, he says, he begs Hashem, Eber Nova Eres Aretz Atayva, let me go through and see the great land of Eretz Yisrael. Simon Masit stock of carbon coin tanis minal basil. Arabalaza. Gedoyla tfila, greater is tfila, yoiser mamasim taivim, even more than good deeds. Shaymacha gala masim taivim, yoiser my Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nobody that did good deeds more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Abikan like Nen Alba tfila. And still, the thing that helped him get answered that he should be able to see at least Israel, was tefillah. Don't talk anymore. Alei Reshik Pisgah, go to the mountain, and you could see with your eyes Eretz Yisrael. Vam Reb Elezer, Gedoyla Tainus. Tainus of fasting is greater than stocking and charity. My Tama Zebe Gufay. Fasting, a person accomplishes with his own body. He doesn't eat and he's weak. The Zebe Mimoinoi. And this is only with his financial possessions. Vamar Beleza. Gdoyla Tefillah, Yois Min HaKabonis. Tefillah is greater than a carbon. Because the Pasuk says, Shinem Alomili Riv Shechem. What do I need all your Kabonis? What does it say? The Ksiv, it says, Befrashim Kapechem. When you spread your hands to me, with your davening. However, that's continues to my Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol kain sharegus nefesh, any kind that ever killed a person, by Yisus Kapov, should not raise his hands to Duchim. Shneimar yedeichem damim meleu. Your hands are full of blood, and that's takad halacha. That a kohen that ever killed a person should not duchen. And Tosfos Masechta Yevamos explains, because since the kohanim lift their hands through which the bracha comes on Klal Yisrael, so hands that are responsible for somebody else's death cannot be a conduit for bringing Hashem's bracha on Klal Yisrael. Like the concept we have many times, Ein Katega Nasa Sanega. A prosecutor cannot become a defense lawyer. These hands that killed somebody cannot be the cause of bracha for Klal Yisrael. Now, the Pesukim will say it's only with the sin of murder, because murder is done with the hands. Other averus are not necessarily done with the hands, and that's why it's only about that. However, a kohen who did was metame himself, or married a divorcee, should not be allowed to duchen either. The Rama says the minig was that even a murderer, a kohen who's a murderer, but did tshuva, should be allowed to do brichas kohanim, because we don't want to push away bali tshuva, that could discourage them from doing tshuva. However, most poskim paskin, that's only in the situation where he killed somebody b'shogeg. But if he killed somebody b'mezid, then we don't allow him to duchen. The question that comes up quite frequently, particularly in Israel, is a kohen, and the Shamat Shanim Belacha brings down the Shaila, a kohen who was drafted into the army and killed enemy soldiers, is he disqualified from Birkas Kohanim? And many Paiskim say that he's qualified still to Duchen, because he's when he murdered somebody, it's not even a Shogeg, it's considered an oinus, something that was unpreventable, and therefore he may continue to Duchen. Vam Reb Elezer, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Shar Tefillah, the gates of prayer have been closed. Shenemar, Gam Ki Ezek Veshaveya, as I scream, I cry and plead, Sosem Tefillasi, my prayer is shut. Vapi Shashir Tefillah Ninalu, but even though the gates of Tefillah have been closed, unfortunately, Shar Dima, the gates of a Jewish cry, have not been closed. Shenemar, Shema Tefillasi Hashem, Listen to my prayer, Hashem v'shavosei azina, and listen to my cry, al demasi al tekrash. Don't turn away from my cry. And that's why the Oilus of Ephraim says there's a special inyan to be mispalel when somebody is by a bris and the baby is crying, because that's a time of shari dima. The baby's crying, and it's a siyata to daven to have your tefillas answered. Rava legozet tanes b'yom diva. Rava would not declare fast on a cloudy day. Shem shenamar sakoisi ba'enen loch. You walled yourself in a cloud, and have a tefillah, so tefillah can't come through. So if it's a day that tefillah can't come through, there's no point in davening. Vam Rabbi Elazar. Miyayim shachar beis ha-migdash, from when the beis ha-migdash was destroyed, nifsaka chaymas pazah ben Yisrael avin shebishmayim. There's a wall of iron that separates between Klal Yisrael and our father in Shemayim. Shnema, v'at v'kach l'cha mach v'as Basil. Now take for yourself an iron pan, v'nesat o'isoy kir Basil, bein cho bein ear, and put it in an iron wall between yourself and the city. And I saw a beautiful pshat in this, that we find an interesting physical phenomena, that if you take one piece of metal and bang it against another piece of metal, it makes a loud noise. However, if you take a piece of gold, for example, and you bang it against metal, it won't be such a large noise. Why? Because metal and metal are the same material. It's like two brothers, two people from the same family fighting is much worse when two strangers are fighting. And that's Pshat this Gemara. From when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's a chaymus abazo ben Yisrael between brothers. It's like metal fighting because we're brothers, and it makes a terrible noise. And that makes lavin shabashamayim that our Father in Heaven doesn't listen to us, because if we're fighting, unfortunately Hashem doesn't listen to us. Amr Chanina, kol amach b'tfilasai, whoever speak davens long, ain't tfilasai chazeres reikam. His tfilah will not be answered empty. That means his tefillah will be answered. Nolam Moshe Benu. Shnama, because it says by Moshe Benu, Vespal al Hashem, I daven to Hashem, Vekziv Esrei, and I daven, Vyishma Hashem Allah, I gamma pamahi, Hashem listened to me at that time. Ain't he? Ask the Gemara, is that indeed so? Vam Rab Chivar Abba Am Rab Yochanan, Kol Amach B'Tfilosoi, whoever davens long, Uma Ayimba, and he contemplates in it, and he assumes that whatever he asks for will be fulfilled. Soitbol de Kalev. At the end, he comes to heartache. Shinem to Cheles Mamushka, prolonged davening, Machlalev, cause heartache. Maitakante. And what is the cure for such a person? Yasik b'Torah. He should learn Torah. Torah will cure the heartache that comes out from davening, because the Mashal explains that he'll realize that he didn't act properly when he learns Torah, and then he stopped acting properly. Shenema v'eitz chayim, the tree of life, tavabo, his desires are fulfilled. V'eitz chayim, and what does the tree of life mean? El Torah. Shenema eitz chayim hila mechzikibo, the Torah is a tree of life to those who grasp it. So here we see that prolonged tefillah is not good. And it's my like kasha. How the marak ma'im boy? If somebody prolongs his davening, contemplates it, he assumes whatever he davens will be answered is no good. How the marak loy ma'im boy? Somebody just davens without any expectations, his tefillahs will answer it. So Tosfos asked the question that we see every morning in the brayso of El Dvarim She'elam Shir, that one of the things is v'iyun tefillah. Looking into tefillah. So how could you say that Iyun tefillah is no good when we say it every morning? So Tosfos answers that there are two types of Iyun tefillah. There's one, the one that we just spoke about, where somebody expects that what he davened for will be answered. And the other one is somebody who davens with kavana, the Iyun, he's ma'ayin the tefillah, to understand the tefillah and to know what he's asking for. The Iyun tefillah that we speak about every morning is the Iyun tefillah of understanding your tefillah and concentrating your tefillah. Of course, that's great. Iyun tefillah of expecting what you ask will be fulfilled, that isn't. Amar Rab Chama Bar Chanina. Emray Adam Shespal Bloy Nenu. Somebody sees that he davened and he's not been answered. Yachsev Yispal. Should she daven again? She never says a pasuk in Yeshua. Kavel Hashem. Hope Hashem. Chazek Ve'emtz Tubecha. Strength in your heart. For Kavel Hashem. And then you hope Hashem again. Tan Rabbanu. Abed Tzurich and Chizek. Four things require strengthening. Ve'elan. Torah. Learning. A person should learn. Masn Tovim. To act. Attack, doing good deeds, tefillah, davening, v'derech eretz, and the way we earn a livelihood, that it should be done properly. Torah, masn tovim naim, how do we know about Torah and good deeds? Shenema. Rach hazak v'emetz ma'oid, strengthen yourself, lishma lasak v'chol ha-Torah, to do everything in accordance to what the Torah says, which means, lishma means learning, and lasas means masn tovim. Chazak v'Torah, v'matz v'masn tovim. Tefillah menayin, how do we know that davening needs strengthening? Shnei mekavel Hashem, hope Hashem, chazik v'em slabecha, and again strengthen yourself, v'kavel Hashem. Derecheretz menayin, how about pursuing the livelihood? Shnei mekavel, the pasuk says, chazak v'nes chazek, let's be strong and strengthen ourselves, v'anameinu, for our people. There is a pasuk in Shmuel, where Yoav is talking to his brother, Avishai, and that they're talking about dividing the army into two camps, and Yahya's words, strengthen yourself, and strengthen yourself again, that we should be prepared to do what we have to do. So since we spoke about the Aveira of the Eagle, and we spoke about Kabbanah, so the Mar brings down this passage. The time of Tzion, Tzion says, Azavani Hashem, Hashem has forsaken me, V'adoinoi shokachani. And my Lord has forgotten me. Haina azuva, haina shchucha. Ask the Gemara, there's a redundancy. Azuva and shchucha, forsaking and forgetting is the same. Amar shlokish, amar kainat yisrael fenei kodesh baruch hu. Klai yisrael says for Hashem, ribbono shel olam. Adam noisi ishta lishta rishona. Usually if a man marries a second wife, in those days they were allowed to have more than one wife, so if a man marries a second wife, zoichem as rishona. He still remembers the first wife. He didn't divorce her, she's still there. However, you, as of Tani v'shechachtani, you have both forsaken me and forgotten me. Not only did you completely, so to speak, divorced yourself from us. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Klai Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, Klai Yisrael, Shnei Masim Ma'azos Baris B'Kiva, the 12 constellations in the heaven, V'akol Mazal Ma'azah Barosli Shloshim Chayil, every constellation, there are 30 army commanders. Every army commander has 30 legoyim on top of him. And every legoyim has 30 raton. And every raton has 30 karton. We don't exactly know what all these things mean. And every karton has 30 gastros. And every gestura I have in the heaven 365,000 stars. Because there are 365 days in the solar year. The Kulan Liberasi Elvishvilek. And all these, which turns out to billions of stars, I only created because of Klai Yisrael. For at Amrit, and you tell me as of Tani v'shachachtani that I forgot you. Has sishkach isha ula? Can a woman forget her baby? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, klum eshkach oilus elim. Can I forget the kabbonis that you brought of deer or pitri rechamim and the bechayrim that you brought? Shel kraft lefanav b'midbar. Amar lefanav, Rebbein Shloilim. So Christ says to Hashem, Hoyo vein shechil fnei kisik v'idecha, since we see that you have such a wonderful memory, and you remember everything, sema loy tishkech li masa egel, maybe you won't forget the terrible sin of the egel that I did. Amar lefanav, Hashem answers to him, v'gam eil tishkachna. We find by the Eagle Christ said Eila Lahecha, they use the word. So Shem says Eila, the very word Eila, Shishachna, I'll forget. Omer Lufan, so then Klausel said to Shem, now that I see that you do forget things, Shem Tishkach Limasa Sinai, you'll forget the wonderful situation of Kabbalah Satari that we did by Klausel, by Har Sinai. Omer Vanoich Lashkachach, Vanoich refers to Kabbalah Satari, because the Seres Adiris begin with the word Anoichi, that I, Vanoichi, the thing that refers to Anoichi, the Seres Adiris Lashkachach, that I won't forget. Gam Eilu Tishkachachno, it says Eilai will forget Samaisa Egel. Anoichi, Laishkachacho, the thing that speaks about Anoichi, which is the Maisa Sinai, that I won't forget. So we learned in the Mishnah. Chassidim Rishonim Hayishoyim Shoachas. The Chassidim Rishonim would wait an hour before they died. Davened. Menani Mili, from where do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Amakra Ashrei Yoshrei Secha. The Pasuk says, praiseworthy are those who sit in your house. And that's the minute why we say, Ashrei be for we daven. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Hamstalo. A person who davened should also wait an hour after he davened. The righteous people give thanks to your name. The straight people sit as panecha in your presence. What's the point of the hour after tefillah? To understand and absorb the lessons of tefillah. Somebody davens has to wait an hour before he davens. And that's why we say Psuk de Zimra, that has the beautiful tefillah Baruch Shomar, and that's why before Mincha Taisha says we say Ashrei. B'sha'achas, achat philosophy. Koin philosophy minayin shtem Ashrei, yoyshrei ve'secha. Lach philosophy minayin, they said, ach tzikim yoyd l'shmecha, that tzikim praise your name, yesh v'sharim spenecha, the yesharim sit after davening. Tana Rabbanan. Chassidim Rishonim Rishon Shachas. The Chassidim would sit 1 hour. Umispalim Shachas. And then they would daven 1 hour. V'chayz Mishon Shachas. And then again they would wait for an hour. Ask the Brice of Chima Achen Shor Tesh Tzos B'yoy B'tfilah. They spent 9 hours a day davening. 1 hour before each tefillah, 1 hour after, 1 hour during. 3 times 3 is 9. Taros and Ech Mishtara Maris. How could they remember the Torah that they learned? Umalach and Ech Nasis. And when could they get their work? Answers the Brice. Umatoich. Since they're chassidim teros mishtarmeres, Hashem gives them the koyach that they should remember the tefillah. Even though they work for a short while, they have hatzlacha in the work. So mefarshim say that they were chassidim, and we know in Pirkei Avos it says loyam oris chassid. So they don't start their life davening 9 hours a day. Because if you daven 9 hours a day, even if your Torah is going to be, even if you remember your Torah, you don't have enough time to learn it. So first they spent their life as regular Jews, not davening 9 hours a day, and learning the rest of the time. Then they get to the Madrega being Chassidim, and that's why they could daven. I feel a Melech Shoel B'Shloimai, Lo Yishevenu. Even if the king asks you about your welfare, why you davening Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't respond to him. What kind of king are we talking about? A Jewish king. But for a non-Jewish king, you could answer. Why? Because not answering is risking your life. If somebody is davening and he sees somebody who could cause him damage coming to him, or sees a wagon coming towards with him, he shouldn't stop the davening. He should shorten it. So here we see that you shouldn't stop, even in its place of danger, you should just shorten it. In a place where it's possible for him to shorten the tefillah, so of course that's the best thing, versus interrupting it. But if it's not possible for him to shorten it, because the sakana is imminent, Paisik, then he should interrupt the tefillah, and Chas v'Shalom not put himself into a sakana.